Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Annual rituals. Somehow we have gotten it in our collective crania that activities must be repeated periodically. This is quite the bizarre assumption. What is there about the position of the Earth in its orbit that requires us to renew our insurance at the same time every year, or every year at all? As we, I, get older and time telescopes, I progressively resent the time I waste on annual activities. I was contemplating this yesterday as I was dealing with an annual, 30-page government form that inevitably requires a kilobit to produce and provides a remuneration of about $60 to the government, which $60 is almost certainly consumed by its review, filing, processing, and undoubtedly, shredding. Assuming there's any need for this exercise at all, would it not make sense to perform it less frequently? If it were a biennial task, I would save the kilobic, and the government could buy the deluxe shredder, which would last four times as long since it would be of higher quality and have fewer forms to destroy. When I picked up my new Prius last year, I was astonished to see that the inspection sticker sported a 2009 expiration date. It wasn't a mistake, because it was a printed sticker which couldn't possibly exist with a 2009 date unless it was intentional. Following this observation, I immediately realized that someone in the state of New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, which is what the Department of Motor Vehicles styles itself hereabouts, had an attack of logic. It probably went like this: cars in NJ must be inspected every 2 years, which itself is momentous, it used to be every year. But this is a new car. New cars are still under warranty for at least 2 years, so it will be taken care of. Therefore, after 2 years it will pass inspection, so why inspect? Therefore, let's let the inspection go for 4 years. I can hear the originator of this idea conferring with his supervisor, 4 years? But won't that reduce the work for our inspection stations? And won't that make our customers, Albert's face, gags, less miserable? Originator, yes sir, I do see the problem. I've got it. If we let the inspection be valid for 4 years, why don't we also force them to pay for registration for 4 years at the same time? They're spending many thousands of dollars on a new car, they'll hardly notice the rake-off. Supervisor, good point, Frogerty. Let's present it that way: we can get 4 years of registration payments, and when the owner sells the car after 2 years, we can get the payment again from the new owner since we don't offer refunds. Notwithstanding the supervisory cynicism, it's a boon to motorists. I'd happily pay a higher registration fee to avoid inspection travail, and I've never kept a new car fewer than 4 years. People who trade cars in more often probably aren't paying attention to the extra few bucks, I assert with unjustified generality. So why not extend this theory to other unpleasant governmental interactions, that is, all of them? If one has an uncomplicated income tax situation, why fill out those IRS forms every year? Go by the last digit of the Social Security number, odd, dear taxes on odd years. Will this affect the commonweal? It shouldn't. Most people paid small amounts or are owed small refunds. If the situation is otherwise, you can file every year voluntarily. Imagine that. This concept could be extended to other functions easily. Why must I remember to pay my quarterly property taxes? Why not give a stack of 4 or 8, if they think ahead, checks to the county clerk and have the clerk deposit them on the correct date? Would you believe they're not allowed to do this? Even more incredible, and far more local, I had a difficult time convincing our corporate administrative staff that we should offer a permanent subscription for one of our products. I noticed that people are forgetful about renewing and then are panicked when they don't have what they need. I suggested, why don't we just get a continuous authorization, and then charge their credit card annually? Response? But. I could carry on with this endlessly, and perhaps annually, but I hope it's obvious that, at least for non-biological activities, many are done by rote more frequently and with greater wastage of precious time than can be justified by their significance. In fact, I'm tempted to catalog these repetitive activities in a Riclblog bonus, and may do so even if it is a repetitive task. Time management must be pursued relentlessly, assuming there's any time left over after, daily, periodic table bingo.